As they approached Jerusalem and came to Bethphage on the Mount of Olives, Jesus sent two disciples, saying to them, "Go to the village ahead of you, and at once you will find a donkey tied there with her colt beside her. Untie them and bring them to me. If anyone says anything to you, say that the Lord needs them, and he will send them right away." This took place to fulfill what was spoken through the prophet. "Say to daughter Zion, see, your king comes to you, gentle and riding on a donkey, on a colt, on the foal of a donkey." That's Matthew 21, 1 through 5. Thanks for joining us as we continue our journey through the Gospels. With his eyes set on the cross, Jesus approached Jerusalem, knowing that the initial praise would turn into the pronouncement of death. A victorious military leader would enter a city on a white stallion flanked by an army. But in fulfillment to Zechariah's prophecy, Jesus entered the city riding on a donkey. Triumphant entry was a demonstration of Christ's humility. God in the flesh surrendered himself. Even amidst the praise, he continued to yield all the way to death. Pride swells our heads and our hearts. We tend to think more highly of ourselves than we ought. But Jesus did not consider equality with God something to flaunt. He humbled himself to death, even death on a cross. The charge of the believer is to follow that same example. We must abandon our agenda. So, Father, I'm convicted by Jesus' humility. Down deep, I want to do my thing, and I want to do it my way. Remind me often of Jesus' example. Keep my heart tender and humble. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.